following program is intended for mature audiences.
Get off the babysitter. Put on your pants. Come out with your hands up.
They used to bounce messages across the earth. Shows. Everyone in the old world had a show. Do you think there's still somebody out there? Sending shows? Who knows? Those are the planes of silence.
Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California.
The image struck me. It was ironic. A link of huge Amtrak train cars draped over the edge of an elevated train track above the Golden State 5 freeway near Tacoma, Washington. And that was the image on the front page of my daily newspaper yesterday here in Los Angeles. Three people died, hundreds were injured. Only one car remained at track level above the freeway, while the rest plummeted onto the road, and most falling below that, falling below the freeway, which was itself elevated high above the ground. The irony, the name of the Amtrak liner was the Cascade, and on its fateful maiden inaugural run from Portland to Seattle, the cars literally cascaded down. In an almost graceful manner, or as graceful as a mangled Amtrak car can be, down onto the elevated freeway, down the hillside, down, down, until it could go no further. In just 30 days, it'll be the anniversary of the beginning of the end of our Democratic Republic, January the 20th, 2018. 1 year ago, on that date, on that fateful day, we witnessed the train wreck that has become the United States of America. Also, on that inaugural run, Donald J. Trump, at best, the worst president ever, but at worst, the man intending to destroy everything good about this nation. Unlike the Amtrak train, eerily cascading down to its demise in Washington State, the Trump train, and the wreck it is, does not cascade, but thanks to the horrific and possibly worst bill that any United States Congress has ever enacted, the GOP tax scam of 2017, it's promised to trickle down. We know it won't. And such is the demise of the state of Washington, D.C. in this case. And on that cheerful note, Merry Christmas, and especially Happy Holidays.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards, with a V for victory.
I went to sleep from an acid trip. I really changed my ways. I stopped off at a tower to pay my rent for May. I handed it to dear Herr Trump, a jolly old Nazi. He took me to a website and showed his plans to me. Watched out with agents and spies. The border patrols got corporate ties. Satan Trump is building a wall. He's keeping a list, he'll sell for a price. Illegal wetbacks, he'll sell you to ice. Satan Trump is building a wall. He sells you as a rapist. He sold that for his say. He cannot tell what's bad or good, so he lives life on the take. Oh, the border's watched out with agents and spies. The border patrol's got corporate ties. Satan Trump is building a wall. He cannot tell what's bad or good, so he lives life on the take. With panic in hands, his helpers are dumb. A Rudy to Giuliani is one. Satan Trump is building. Satan Trump is building. Satan Trump is building a wall.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of Rat.
Well, we really burned that to the ground. What's next?
In a shocking turn of events, Trump has used eminent domain to seize the deed to the North Pole.
Turns out Santa, a socialist, by the way, hired a bunch of illegal elves to make toys. Lock them up, fellas. I'm Santa now.
Hold on. I just wanted to give toys to all the kids.
Go to hell, commie.
Okay, let me tell you. We're going to make Christmas great again. No more free toys. We're going to be doing away with that. I accept all major credit cards and cash. Traveler's checks as well, but there's a fee. Putin, buddy, thank you for rigging the election.
My pleasure. I bring you traditional housewarming gift of ballistic missile.
These elves are bad hombres, okay? They're criminals, toy makers, and some, I assume, are good people, but probably not.
When I was child, mother said I could not have BB rifle, for I would shoot eye out. This is true story that happened to me only.
We're gonna bring back jobs to the coal industry, put it in their stockings. You know who I mean. The liberal media, the Hamilton cast, and of course my ex-wives. Get that baby out of here.
But it's the baby Jesus.
Get it out. And another thing, okay, these sugar plum fairies getting married, not on my watch. When you Santa, I mean, you can do whatever. Grab him by the antlers. Look at this one. Obviously too fat to even fly. Ease up on the barley, sweetheart, okay? I'm calling for a total ban on gingerbread men, okay? How can we tell who's good and who's gluten-free? They all look the same. You are a total flop at the reindeer games, okay? With your medical condition, blinking from the nose or blinking from wherever, Rudolph, you're fired. Milk and cookies is for losers. Where's the caviar?
I couldn't afford it.
Well, then you should have borrowed money from your dad. I'm blaming this on Obama.
I know a place where your talents would serve us all. Ride with me to hell.
This could be huge for me.
Happy holidays from the Doomsday Bunker.
Take the frankincense and myrrh. I'm keeping the gold. By the way, I'm going to tear this manger down and build a beautiful gold casino.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of Rat.
One of the most shameful and disgraceful displays of idiocy I've seen in this so-called Trump regime, this fascist regime, was the nomination hearings for federal judge this past week. The most unqualified group of people I could remember for the most important jobs and assignments in democracy. Federal judge, lifelong appointments. And the most bizarre of all was that of the totally, shamefully, disgracefully unqualified Peterson. Don't remember his first name, and I will like to forget him entirely.
You're not much of a bargain, you know. You're conceited and thoughtless and messy.
But we do have Sabina Veritas, actor, me, playing the real Senator Kennedy. That's the senator, Republican Senator Kennedy.
You don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead.
Who even as a Republican found it shameful. And here he is grilling Peterson in the Senate nomination hearings. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Peterson, congratulations. You can just raise your hand on this one to save a little time. Your hand, Mr. Peterson, your hand. Thank you. Mr. Peterson, have you not tried a case in a courtroom?
I have not.
Have you ever tried a jury trial?
I have not.
Civil?
No.
Criminal?
No.
Bench?
No.
Have you ever sat on a bench?
I have not.
Mr. Peterson, do you know what a bench is?
No.
Chair?
No.
As far as you know, sir, have you ever sat in a chair?
I have not.
Mr. Peterson, you may put your hand down now. Your hand? Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Would it surprise you to know that you're sitting in a chair right now?
No.
Have you ever, sir, tried a case in federal or state court?
I have not.
Have you ever heard of the word court?
I have not.
Basketball court?
No.
Maybe tennis, Mr. Peterson?
I have not.
Have you ever taken a deposition?
I was involved in taking depositions when I was associate at Wiley Ryan when I first came out of law school. But that was...
How many depositions?
I would... I'd be struggling to remember.
Less than 10?
Yes.
Less than 5?
Probably somewhere.
You ever tried to take a deposition by yourself?
I believe no.
Have you ever argued a motion in state court?
I have not.
Have you ever argued a motion in federal court?
No.
Could you discern the difference between being still and being in motion?
No.
When's the last time you read the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure?
The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, in my current position, I obviously don't need to stay as, invested in those on a day-to-day basis, but I do try to keep up to speed. We do have, at the Federal Election Commission, roughly 70 attorneys who work under our guidance, including a large litigation division. And as a commissioner, we oversee that litigation. We advise them on overall legal strategy, provide recommendations and edits to briefs and so forth, and meet with them about.
If I can interrupt, Mr. Peterson, we only have a few minutes here. So you have not read the federal rules?
No.
The state rules?
No.
The county rules?
No.
Any municipal rules at all?
I have not.
Mr. Peterson, do you understand what I mean by the word rules?
No.
Have you read Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat?
I have not.
Green Eggs and Ham?
No.
Perhaps from another writer, Good Night Moon?
No.
Okay, Mr. Peterson, when was the last time you read the Federal Rules of Evidence?
The Federal Rules of Evidence all the way through would, comprehensively would have been in law school. Obviously, I have been involved in, when I was an associate, That was something that we had to stay closely abreast of. And there have been some issues dealing with evidentiary issues that will cause me to examine those periodically in our oversight role of the litigation division at the Federal Election Commission.
Okay. Well, as a trial judge, you're obviously going to have witnesses. Can you tell me what the Daubert standard is?
Senator Kennedy, I don't have that readily at my disposal, but I would be happy to take a closer look at that.
Okay.
That is not something that I've had to... Okay.
You know what a motion in limit is?
No.
You understand the concept of limited motion?
No.
Have you read Elmo's ABC book?
That's all the way through?
Well, at least through the L's.
I have not. Yes, I haven't. My background is not in litigation as when I was replying to Chairman Grassley. I haven't had to, do a deep dive, and I understand, and I appreciate this line of questioning. I understand the challenge that would be ahead of me if I were fortunate enough to become a district court judge. I understand that that the path that many successful district court judges have taken has been a different one than I have taken. Mm-hmm. But I, as I mentioned in my earlier answer, I believe that the path that I have taken to be one who's been in a decision-making role. I would guess now somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 enforcement matters, overseeing, I don't know how many cases has been a party to during my time.
Mr. Peterson, I've read your resume.
It's all the way through?
Yes, the entire paragraph, actually. Did you write that resume, Mr. Peterson?
No.
Have you ever written your own resume, Mr. Peterson?
I have not.
And just for the record, Mr. Peterson, do you know what a motion in limine is?
I would probably not be able to give you a good definition right here at the table.
Okay, a table. Very good, table. Do you know what the Younger abstention doctrine is?
Heard of it, but I...
How about the Pullman abstention doctrine? Y'all see that in federal court a lot. Okay, Mr. Peterson, do you blog?
No.
Have you ever written or texted anything in favor of the Ku Klux Klan?
That's all the way through.
Peterson, can you type or text?
No.
Finally, Mr. Peterson, I'm going to show you a picture here of some legislative situations, and I'd like to tell you what's missing. Please tell me what's missing from this picture here is the seating of the Senate, and there's the seating area here. You can see the seating area, and there's some clerks there and some apprentices and trainees. Can you tell me what's missing from this picture?
No, Senator.
Excellent. Let the record show. Let the record show.
The record will show that.
Start believing.
Some have told you to dump Trump.
This is why our country's in trouble.
Self-being king, I am Trump.
I'm very highly educated.
The finest things on earth are Trump.
I know words, I have the best words.
All hail my sacred worth, I'm Trump. Trump. If you vote for me, then Trump.
I will be your champion.
So dumb. Racist, maybe I'm Trump.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
I was a poor rich kid, I'm Trump.
I alone can fix it.
Don't need no cash or blame, I'm Trump.
Believe it or not, hard to believe.
Tremendous monarchy, I'm trump, 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 trump. You should bow to me, I'm trump, 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 trump.
I alone can fix it.
You're not so dumb.
I moved on her like a bitch.
You wanna buy the time I dump, 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 dump.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
I let them suck off me like some, songs. They gave their best to me. I pump, 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 pump. Frontal limb rump, gentle or thumb. Now I'll smile at me. I'm drunk, 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 drunk. Real name is drunk.
I am pretty pathetic and ugly. I am pretty pathetic and ugly. I am pretty pathetic and ugly. I am pretty pathetic and ugly.
It's the Fabulous Geek Show.
All tied up, spread open.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards.
JuicedTalk.com.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth. This is Artist D.
And Anne-Marie from Up All Night on 4 Culture Radio.
Have you got any wine, Anne-Marie?
I'm completely intoxicated.
We love to wine. We drink wine. We listen to Savino Veritas every week at JuiceTalk.com. Don't we love Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Just about ready for kickoff. Some of the players are kneeling down.
When those ungrateful traitors on the field take a knee.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Fight back and stake a knee. Don't take a knee, stake a claim, and zap a cap.
Bing!
A kneecap with Stake a Knee. Stake a Knee is an Android or iPhone app developed by AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, Coke Industries, Pepsi, Kellogg's, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Papa John's Pizza, KFC, Budweiser, Hobby Lobby, and more. With your Stake a Knee app, you can zap a laser-sharp corporate logo of any one of those companies and reach tens of millions of NFL TV viewers. Zap on the cap.
Bing.
That's right. Right on the cap of the exposed knee of the un-American protester you hate the most. That's right. Enjoy the feeling of revenge as those half-kneeling ingrates on the field unwittingly spread the comforting message of our shared real American values. And they'll never know it. Imagine Colin Kaepernick beaming out to the world, Nestle Quick on his knee, while you know you put it there with your Stake a Knee. How does it work? Who cares? Don't take a knee. Stake a claim and zap a cap. A kneecap.
Bing.
With Stake a Knee. Don't take a knee. Stake a knee. Right from the comfort of your couch, right at your fingertips, touch your screen, choose a logo, and zap.
Bing.
Right on the cap of a Suggs, Evans, or Kaepernick knee. When they take a knee, stake a knee. Providers, medicine, data usage charges will apply while using Stake a Knee. Stake a Knee phone carriers and corporations worldwide are not responsible for disruptions in church services. Should Stake a Knee be used on parishioners during prayer?
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down on beers. They're filled up with the hard stuff and greeting all the cheers. Oh, I wish I had a liver. I could drink away on. But Doc gave me orders to cut down all the booze. Stay on this darn wagon or my life might not be lose. Oh, I wish I had a liver. I can treat the day on. Oh, wish I had so strong. I wouldn't have to cry. I had liver. I could drink away on. They tried hard to heal me, cleared off all my shells. Can't find no cheap ass scotch, no 50s or no 12s. Oh, I wish I had a liver. I could drink away on. The cupboards lost their handles. Can't get to old granddad. And let me tell you people, best bourbon that I've had. Oh, I wish I had a liver. I could drink away on. I wish I had a liver so strong. I wouldn't have to cry. I wish I had a liver. I could drink away on. They made me so wise. It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down on beers. They're filling up on the hard stuff and greeting all the cheers. Oh, I wish I had a liver. I could drink away on.
Trump, I didn't think you drank.
Wrong.
Believe it or not, hard to believe.
The word is you're pretty good with women. You got any, good lines that I could use over here in this bar? Some people, something that women respond to?
I will be your champion.
Really? That works. That works. That line works. Well, I'll give it a try.
Sure, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy.
You know, Mr. Trump, I asked a few women just how successful you were with them. Not very successful.
Every woman lies.
It looks like you're drinking a Manhattan there, which would be appropriate. I'm not surprised. That's a hard drink, though, to make. A hard drink to make.
I alone can fix it.
I didn't think they'd let you make your own drinks here.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Why is it these women believe you so much? I just don't understand it. You tell them anything. Why do they believe you?
No fact-checking whatsoever. Believe it or not, hard to believe.
You know, you're really out of it. How many shots have you had?
6 measures.
Come on, come on. The bartender would put that many shots in a drink?
I alone can fix it.
Okay, okay, calm down. Okay, you should take it easy. Here, have a temperament.
Testosterone high?
Use some Tic Tac just in case they start kissing.
Use Tic Tac. But what about that temper?
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. She's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Probably I'll sue her because it would be fun. I'd like to take some money out of her fat ass pockets.
When you're over the edge, try Temperaments.
I guess a couple of days because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak.
Temperaments.
Well, you're the guy with that small hands. You have the small hands. Stop touching me. What are you doing? Stop that. Get out of here. You're disgusting.
She fought very hard.
I don't want to see that. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Have to get together.
It's disgusting. I don't want to see that. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
You pissed her off. She got out of here pretty fast. I thought you didn't like women who were... She's Latina. She's a Latina. Do you make it with Latinas?
All races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs.
Whoops. I see why she left. You know, your fly is open and you're a little bit overexposed.
A beautiful thing. Long and very hard. A beautiful thing.
Why did I sing you out, Selby? Were you worth it to share and to give? Why did I send you out when you have to shout, Selfie? Though we see a time to outlive all the shame I will feel. And then, what kind of drunk am I, Selfie? Well, I guess I'm the kind that's a fool. If my wife nods on, then we will be gone, Selfie. How will we trend in the new dating pool? I hope my friends can't reach real this side of me, nude Selfie. This side of Adam, this Eve, is something even true believers won't believe. I'll unweave this glove,
yourself free. Without this glove, a hollow fist, selfie. And with bare hand, you get the gist. I'm solo selfie. When I'm high, can't you shut down the app? If you say no, that's crap. Selfie. 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 Tweet it.
I think we can all agree that nowadays, for single people, it's sometimes hard to find that special someone. But if you're a Trump supporter, there may be hope. People are supposedly finding love or each other on TrumpSingles.com. This is a real thing, a new website where people who love Donald Trump are finding other people who agree with them. And apparently, it's become so popular that other similar competing services are springing up. Here's a commercial I saw just last night for a new dating app called Trump Mingle. Let's take a look.
Are you ready to tear down that wall around your heart? Then Trump Mingle is the dating app for you.
I tried other dating apps. They were sad, pathetic. But the people on Trump Mingle are tremendous. Just fantastic and tremendous.
One of the great things about Trump Mingle is it only allows you to list your dislikes.
Meryl Streep is so overrated.
Terrible in The Iron Lady.
And have you seen the Today Show rating?
It's unwatchable.
And who even reads the New York Times anymore?
No one. That's why it's failing. Yeah, failing.
I just started kissing her. I couldn't even wait. When you're a Trump Mingle user, they let you do it.
Other apps, they don't vet. But Trump Mingle has extreme vetting. Study the world, people. It's got a lot of bad dudes in it. Bad hombres, losers, haters. But not here.
Look, there are other apps. Look, okay, here's the thing. I'm smart. I went to an Ivy League school. You know, and this is the best dating app. Everyone says so. You see, these other... Okay, listen. We all know what it's like. You know, dating is gonna be so good. I mean, it hasn't been good. I mean, look at our roads and bridges. It's a disaster. Dating is a disaster. You can't even get a reservation at a good restaurant anymore. And Putin? Not a bad guy, believe me. You know, I've never met him, but I really like him. But I don't know him, and I've never called him, but yeah, great guy.
You read my mind.
We never win anymore. Finally, we're winning and meeting our soulmates. And it's all thanks to Trump Mingle.
We were the only two black people.
I couldn't be happier about purchasing, I'm sorry, meeting my wife on Trump Mingle.
Я не понимаю по-английски.
Trump Mingle also offers a 30% discount on Russian mail order brides for first-time users. So what are you waiting for? Hurry and sign up now. A 90-day waiting period has been instituted on all Muslim love seekers, but only until we figure out what the hell is going on. Please note, we shall never sell your information to third parties. We just hand it over to internet trolls.
Make America date again!
And if you like Trump Mingle, you'll love Vernie Connect.
I like soup!
Me too!
But I don't like it when it's too hot!
I love you!
I love you!
We'll be right back with you and McGregor, everybody!
Those of you who are parents know the elf on a shelf has become a time-honored holiday tradition. The elf watches your kids and reports back to Santa, but it's been around for a while now, and I worry that it's starting to lose its gravitas. I've noticed the kids are not, they're not so worried about it anymore. They don't fear the elf anymore. So this year, we came up with a new product that I hope will make your kids behave bigly.
The creators of Elf on the Shelf bring you a bigger, better Christmas tradition. Trump on a Stump, a whimsical rendering of our president-elect sitting on a faux wooden tree stump. Hide Trump on a stump all around the house to watch over your kids and make sure they behave. You never know where he'll pop up next. Trump on a stump doesn't report to Santa. He reports directly to the Pentagon through built-in cameras and hidden microphones inside his head. So when your child misbehaves, special analysts alert Border Patrol, who immediately have him deported. Make your holidays great again with Trump on a stump. Pence on offense sold separately.
Available at Walgreens.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed, hopeless, having trouble sleeping, struggling with frequent panic attacks, irritability, constant arguments with family?
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Friends, or even friends of friends on Facebook, yelling at your phone or computer screen.
Unbelievable.
And the constant urge to pull out your hair. If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD, or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara may help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary.
Okay.
Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant fuckfaces on social media. Oh. Women that are pregnant or nursing should ask their doctor, as well as their state legislators, if they are allowed to take this medicine. Impeachara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking Impeachara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impeachara, I've elected to be happy. Nice shot.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impeachara might be right for you.
Go again.
Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
I alone can fix it.
When you knew you couldn't fix it alone. And the feds and media aren't kidding. We've got you covered. Penultimate collusion. When the next to last door is wide open, we ensure the final one won't ever shut. With penultimate collusion insurance, you'll get partisan spin by friendly committee reps.
That doesn't help us a lot.
Fake news redirection.
No evidence of anything into five investigations on Capitol Hill. That's a pretty good trick.
And conspiracy theory diversion.
Welcome back to Hannity. Questions continue to swirl around the mysterious murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich.
You can rest securely knowing that a good portion of your premium always goes toward gerrymandering to ensure they'll never be enough votes to impeach you. And with Penultimate, regardless of your history of corruption and even obstruction of justice, will never drop you for a pre-existing condition. If there is a there, you can count on our there. Penultimate collusion insurance. We're there when there's a there.
Collusion insurance may void in California, Washington, and Oregon. Coverage does not include active enabling. A shift in party dominance in either Congress and or the Senate may void coverage. Collusion insurance does not cover an act of God should you be struck dead by atmospheric conditions, including but not limited to lightning, mudslides, or flood.
Penultimate collusion. There.
Tied to at least 10 former Soviet businessmen with alleged links to organized crime and money laundering. These are what we would colloquially call mobsters.
Blow hard, you move too slow. You got to make your empire grow now. Pick up gold and marble stone. Pay off Putin, stealing grainy. Dylan Grimby. Breathe beyond, what you jackin'? Better increase your kiss to yakin'. Ain't got no bribes for me. Grab a pussy, ceiling Grimby.
Fat Tony Salerno met with Donald Trump in Roy Cohn's office.
In the early 90s, Trump was almost $1 billion in the red. He took part in a $40 million stock market fraud, boosting shares and then selling them at a profit. A pump-and-dump scam.
You would have thought that Trump was the money behind this project. He wasn't. He was only the face.
They let you do it. I gotta use some pick up. Grab him by the pussy.
Yeah. scientist can do things to me that will grow my hands. Oh, let me grow my hands. I wanna grow my hands. 'Cause when I grab you, you can see them. I can hide these tiny little baby hands of a child, of a child.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The Gripes of Rat.
Everything but the truth. Everything's gonna change. Everything but the truth.
Is this you discussing Indian blood? We're going to judge people by whether they have Indian blood, whether they're qualified to run a gaming casino or not?
That probably is me, absolutely. Because I tell you what, if you look at some of the reservations that you've approved, you, sir, in your great wisdom have approved, I will tell you right now, they don't look like Indians to me, and they don't look like the Indians. Now, maybe we say politically correct or not politically correct. They don't look like Indians to me, and they don't look like Indians to Indians, and a lot of people are laughing at it, and you're telling how tough it is, how rough it is to get approved. Well, you go up to Connecticut, and you look. Now, they don't look like Indians to me, sir.
Thank God that's not the test of whether or not people have rights in this country or not, whether or not they pass your look test.
Depends whether or not you're approving it, sir.
No, it's not a question whether I'm approving it. Mr. Trump, you know in the history of this country where we've heard this discussion before? They don't look Jewish to me.
Oh, really?
They don't look Indian to me. They don't look Italian to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a test for whether people could go into business or not go into business, whether they could get a bank loan. You're too black. You're not black enough.
I want to find out.
Why are you
approving for Indian? Why don't you approve it for everybody then? If your case is non-discriminatory, why don't you approve for everybody? You're saying only Indians can have the reservations, only Indians can have the gaming. So why aren't you approving it for everybody? Why are you being discriminatory? Why is it that the Indians don't pay tax, but everybody else does? I do.
Aren't you embarrassed?
This is Tom Savino with Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California. And let me tell you, friends, it doesn't get very stormy here, but once in a while. And on this, the first night of winter, it is really windy and rainy outside here in Burbank. And by Burbank standards, which is about an ounce of rain, it's cold and wintry, and we're getting ready for Christmas in just a few days. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and especially Happy Holidays. And fuck you, Donald Trump.
All right, I apologize.
I hope 2018 will see the end of the Trump fascist regime. It is 320 days until the November 6th elections, when we will wipe out Republicans. Wipe them out. Please, let's make that our resolution. I hope you enjoyed the Savino Veritas. I enjoyed it. But I wish you all a very, very happy Christmas. Remember to hear all Savino Veritas episodes and Cotolo Chronicles and Up All Night with the artist Dee and Anne Marie and a fabulous Dee show. Hear us all on JuicedTalk.com, www.JuicedTalk.com, and Dead Air, the 1970s restored comedy radio series with Frank Cotolo and myself. Please give it a listen. It's free, commercial free. Dead Air, and all the wonderful shows on JuicedTalk.com. Please have a wonderful holiday. Be with you in 2018, the year we take down the Trump regime. Remember, I may be joking, but I'm never kidding. Peace. Resist.
Are you tired of people dying around you at your favorite Italian restaurant? Well, worry no more. And forget about it, restaurant. Forget about it. Hey, the gang of Forget About It has found the ultimate silencer and non-bloody assassinations. Hey, you never have to worry about loud sounds, gunfire, people falling over you, bloody people on top of you. Because of the boys that Forget About It have discovered a new way, a silent way of killing. For their assassination victims, they serve them Ebola spaghetti or Ebola spaghetti and meatballs. And the victims, they die silently in the bathroom. You got somebody you want out of your hair? Hey, Forget About It. Get them a gift certificate at Forget About It. But make sure you specify they try Ebola spaghetti or Ebola spaghetti and meatball or Ebola macaroni. Ebola spaghetti. No gluten-free.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.